Most of us don't spend much time contemplating our garbage. Writer Sharon Moshavi says she's not usually paranoid, but in Japan, all eyes are on her trash.
I didn't always think this way. It began one Monday morning a few months ago when I was bringing down a bag of trash of old cereal boxes, soggy refrigerator leftovers, coffee grounds. My landlady, who lives on the first floor, was outside watering her garden. Without my noticing, her eyes took in the contents of my trash. "No, today is Monday. It's plastics day," she said. "Oh," I replied, "I guess they changed the pickup schedule." Her eyes fluttered to the ground. "No, Monday has always been plastics day," she said. Over the next few minutes, in the muddled mix of Japanese and English we used to communicate, my landlady explained that she often would take my garbage away, if I'd put it out on the wrong day, store it in her house, and then bring it out again on the proper day. As I walked back upstairs, lugging my unwanted trash, it hit me. For the year and a half since I'd been living here, she'd been watching me, peeping from behind her rose bushes, scurrying to the curb after I'd been there, checking to see whether I'd followed the correct garbage protocol. Reluctant, for a year and a half, to inform me of my mistake to my face. So you see, I'm not paranoid. When it comes to garbage in Japan, there's no such thing as privacy. Now it's gotten even worse. One neighbor, an elderly man, has taken to donning latex surgical gloves and going through the garbage bag by bag. The thought that a piece of plastic might have slipped in on a day for paper or, God forbid, a piece of paper on plastics day is just too much for him to bear. Now, don't get me wrong. Recycling is a fine thing. Separating, as the Japanese do, between organic waste, plastics, cans, and other recyclables is as it should be. But the vigilance with which Japanese make sure the trash rules are followed has little to do with environmental awareness. It has everything to do with the Japanese love of the system, any system. This place, and garbage is no exception, is about following the rules and making sure everyone else does too. It's about shaming you into submission. It's about keeping an eye on each other, but pretending not to. If the Japanese really wanted to be environmentally responsible, they'd stop burning all the plastic. They'd stop suffocating every purchase in countless layers of wrapping. I mean, does each apple really need to be individually encased in plastic and styrofoam? Do I need to rip open paper, plastic, cardboard, and plastic again to get to a bar of soap? Sometimes I feel like I'm drowning in trash. I've literally had to turn my second bathroom into a garbage storage room. But even when the trash is piled up to the ceiling, part of me would just rather leave it there. I can't bear the thought of making that trip down the stairs, across the street, knowing that my Japanese neighbor's eyes are on me, watching.
The comments of writer Sharon Moshavi.